Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's message? Why Forgive? Based on Matthew's 18 gospel reading, especially these verses, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. I encourage you this morning to follow your handout. You'll find the sermon outline there as we consider this very important theme, why forgive. I read a story of a couple in Switzerland who lived on a vast piece of property in this priceless, amazing mansion. But their home was filled with hatred and anger. It all began when the widely traveled man of the household canceled yet another family vacation. She responded by pouring poison into his fish tank and killing all of his expensive and rare fish. His next action was to throw her diamond jewelry down the garbage disposal so the carburetor could chop it up. She then threw his stereo equipment into their vast swimming pool. Then he poured a gallon of bleach over her collection of $200,000 designer gowns. Then things really escalated, because she found a gallon of bright paint and poured it all over his $80,000 mint sports car. He then responded by kicking a hole in her priceless one-of-a-kind Picasso painting worth $250,000. She replied by opening the Seacocks on his 38-foot, one-of-a-kind, custom-built yacht and sinking it at the dock into the ocean. When their daughter came home, she phoned the police. But there was nothing the police could do because it is not illegal for a couple to destroy their own property. But eventually a lawyer was called to arrange a truce. Now, if that isn't enough, the name of their property, the sign on the entryway to their mansion and their glorious grounds read this, Peaceful Valley. And their neighbors decided they want to put up a new sign. And the new sign of the choice of their neighbor was either Battleground Switzerland or Welcome to Hate House. My friends, I wonder how many people today, perhaps some people even here this morning, are living in Hate House. The need for forgiveness in our world, in our lives. And one day, Peter came to Jesus to discuss forgiveness. He said, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? And then thinking pretty highly, he said, up to 7 times? Peter's question was, how much or how long does one forgive? It's an important question. But today we're going to ask even a more important question, and that's this. Why is it necessary to forgive somebody who has wronged me? Why forgive? In our sermon text from Matthew 18 today, our dear Lord Jesus gives us 3 reasons, and they're on your sermon outline, so follow these 3 reasons. First, it's necessary to forgive somebody else for the peace of our own soul. Peter needed to learn this. He came to Jesus upset or unsettled by something somebody had done to him. And he asked Jesus if forgiving 7 times is enough. And Jesus' response basically says, if you really have to ask how much forgiveness, then what you're really asking is, why forgive at all? And then he gets Peter's attention by saying not seven times, but 70 times seven. And later, he will explain what that means. The truth is, my friends, when we forgive, it's for our own sake as well as for the sake of the other. Do you remember that old comedian, Buddy Hackett? Buddy Hackett was a comedian that used to be on an old TV show called The Dick Van Dyke Show. Buddy Hackett once put it this way. When you are home nurturing resentment and sulking, they are out dancing. So true. Who is being hurt by your lack of forgiveness? You are. And when we say such a popular phrase like, well, I may forgive, but I'll never forget, your resentment is hurting you, poisoning your own heart. One of the reasons we forgive is this. Forgiveness is necessary for the peace of our own soul. Resentment poisons our souls and affects our relationships with yet other people. Number two on your handout, look, another reason we forgive is because, believe it or not, the past is past. Let's read between the lines of Peter's question to Jesus. Shall I forgive up to seven times? Shall I forgive and move on or hold on to it to my advantage? And Peter says, oh, I know what I want to do. And Jesus says, my Peter, not seven times. But 70 times 7. Now, literally, this is 490 times. But really, it means forgive completely and move on, because life is too precious to waste with resentment. In effect, Jesus says to Peter and to you and me, and are you listening this morning? This topic affects every one of us. Jesus says to Peter, why allow the past to ruin your present and your future? And sometimes all of us, can't we, find ourselves in a ridiculous situation of being angry with somebody over a past event, of now we are living in Hate House, but we can't really clearly remember what we're angry about. Have you heard of this famous house in the USA? I've seen the picture in a newspaper. There's a famous house in the USA with a white line painted down the center of the inside of the house. Years ago, there was a picture of two sisters standing in this house with a line painted down the middle. The story goes that years ago, these sisters had a fight. They decided to split the house in two, one living on one side and one living on the other, and they no longer spoke to each other. But when a newspaper reporter learned about this house and asked them what the argument was about, guess what? Neither of them could remember what the argument was about, but they were sure, by golly, it was the other person's fault. How tragic. And yet not uncommon is lack of forgiveness in families and even in the church. What a waste of time. What a waste of energy. My friends, are you beginning to think of someone that maybe you need to forgive? And here's a side note. This is the third time in three Sundays, that is, three Sundays in a row, that the assigned scripture readings center on the idea of forgiveness. Is this a coincidence? I think not. Is God trying to tell us something here in this time and in this place? Again, I ask you, is there someone in your life that you need to forgive? Remember the rich couple living in Switzerland? Is there a better way than living in Hate House? Yes, there is. And Jesus calls it 70 times 7 living. This includes forgiving what is past, throwing it away, beginning new. And this can mean you and I taking the initiative. You and I making the first move. And you and I then experiencing the biggest blessing. And this brings us to the third and final lesson. Are you with me today? The final reason now, the third and final reason our Lord gives us. We forgive because we have been forgiven. We have been forgiven so very much. Do as I ask you every Sunday, to take a moment now and look upon the one hanging on that cross for you above the altar. Why was that necessary? It was necessary for the full and complete forgiveness of your sins, of mine, and for the sins of the world. And now we forgive because we have been forgiven. This is Jesus' answer to Peter. When Jesus tells Peter the parable of the unmerciful servant. We read it earlier in Matthew's 18 gospel reading. Let me summarize it for you right now. Jesus says, there was a servant who owed his master a debt. And the text says the servant owed his master 10,000 talents. That's a biblical terminology for a large amount of money. It'd be equal to about, believe it or not, $12 million. There was no way this debt could be paid. And legally, this servant and his family could be thrown into prison or sold into slavery. But surprise of surprise, this ruler had mercy and forgave the servant this unpayable debt. But later, that same servant who had been forgiven came upon a man who owed him 100 denarii. That's about 20 bucks. And what did he do? He would not forgive that debt. He had that man thrown into prison. How ungrateful could he be? And then when the ruler heard what he had done, Jesus ended his parable by saying, this ruler threw the ungrateful servant then into the prison for his punishment. The point to Peter was clear. God has forgiven you so very, very much. Now the only right thing you can do, Peter, is to forgive your brother. Can you think of a time in Peter's life when he personally really needed this message of forgiveness? How about at the moment Peter denied our Lord Jesus just before his crucifixion? You remember the event. It's recorded in Matthew 26. Early on that first Good Friday morning, before a rooster could crow in Pontius Pilate's courtyard one time, Peter denied he knew Jesus three times. Peter turned his back on Jesus, denied even knowing him just before Jesus went to the cross. Now, perhaps Jesus' original 70x7 forgiveness message didn't seek into Peter's heart. But a little later, when Peter was feeling the guilt of denying his Lord, this reality of forgiveness was exactly what Peter needed. You see, Jesus had told Peter, before the rooster crows, you'll deny me. And Peter said, it will never be. And Peter did just that. Now, put yourself in Peter's shoes. Put yourself in Peter's sandals, if you will, during Jesus' crucifixion. Peter likely felt guilty and ashamed and was waiting for the worst. And yet from that cross, Jesus spoke the words that were meant for all sinful humanity. But that day and that time especially meant just for Peter when Jesus cried out, Father, forgive them. These were words for Peter. My friends, these are words for you and for me. And if you would ease carefully and closely to the cross with Peter, you just might hear Jesus whispering these words, Father, forgive them 70x7. Forgiveness of sins. That's what the Christian church is all about. That's what this church, Trinity Lutheran Church, is all about. And you have heard me say it a dozen times, but you're going to hear me say it again today. If the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name ceases to be preached and taught in this place, we might as well sell this building, make millions of dollars, have another set of high-rises, just what Richmond needs, built in this location, if we cease giving away in Jesus' name the full forgiveness of sins. My friends, I'm so glad that every Sunday when you come here for worship, your eyes are compelled to look at the one who gave his life for you on that cross. Look there again. You will see clearly just how your sins, Peter's sins, and the sins of the world were paid for. And know this for sure. In the words of Jesus' parable, your sins and my sins that were paid for on that cross are not of the 100 denarii, $20 kind. They are of the $10,000, $12 million kind that we could never repay. People of God, we are forgiven. We are forgiveness people. We are people loved and forgiven by God, and now we are free to forgive others. And here's an extra added bonus. And if you haven't been listening carefully so far, listen so carefully at this very moment. Here's an extra added bonus. In view of our Lord's sacrificial love for us, we can forgive ourselves. We can forgive ourselves for sins we have committed, for mistakes we have made. Who here among us does not have some past event for which they feel sorrow or guilt? I'm here to tell you today that our Lord Jesus is the friend of sinners. Jesus, friend of sinners, has come to forgive you. For Jesus' sake, God Almighty has forgiven you. And now you are free to forgive yourself. Wow. Free to forgive others. Free to forgive myself. A forgiveness person. Wouldn't that be a wonderful way to be remembered for all the days of your life and for all eternity? We're at the end of our sermon now. If you're following your sermon outline, we're on the final illustration, the gravestone. One of the most amazing gravestones I've ever seen. Had only one word inscribed on the gravestone. There appeared on that gravestone no record of the person's birth, no record of the person's death, not even the person's name. This person had only one word written on their gravestone by which they wanted to be remembered for now and for all eternity. And the one word written on that gravestone was the word, forgiven. My friends, life is so precious and so short. Let's not waste any more time with resentment and bitterness. You know who needs your forgiveness. Don't put it off any longer. Let's pack up and move out of Hate House. And may this truth be known about you and me. I am forgiven, and I do forgive in the name of Jesus. Amen.